welcome back to another Daily Walk. And today we want to talk about man-made religion. This was inspired by a debate that I had with some people over on my Matrix server. And, the person was just kept on spouting off. We had two of them. One of them was very pro-Islamic, and the other one is deeply militant atheistic. And it was illustrative of a person who will simply reject everything they do not want to be true, declaring it as, that's just false, or that's just a conspiracy theorist, or there's a hidden realm of hidden secret societies. And, you know, you tell yourself whatever you want to tell yourself in order to convince yourself that the things that are historically accurate are not true. But this is exactly what the scripture paints a picture of, because some people are so hostile to the gospel that they have harden their hearts intentionally against it. And I pray for this person. I have prayed for this person. But in the course of it, of the debate, at some point in time, you got to at some point in time stop and say, I can't help you anymore. I presented to you the gospel. You can either accept it or you can reject it. If you believe that everything is completely untrue because of secret hidden societies that nobody's been able to uncover, and you're just convinced in that own mind, guess what? You're probably just part of the Antichrist's kingdom. But we don't know, and it's not too late for you, but you need to repent. I did want to bring in this particular text and kind of go through a brief exposition. Romans 1, 18 through 23. The wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who suppress the truth in unrighteousness, because that which is known about God is evident within them, for God made it evident to them. Since the creation of this world, his invisible attributes, his eternal power and divine nature have been clearly seen, being understood through what has been made, so that they are without excuse. Even though they knew God, they did not honor him as God or give thanks, but they became futile in their speculations and their foolish hearts were darkened. Professing to be wise, they became fools and exchanged the glory of the incorruptible God with an image in the form of corruptible man and of birds and of four-foot animals and crawling creatures. So looking at this text, we spot a lot of elements in it. Of course, this person rejects all evidence as coming from a corrupt source or a secret society to simply justify a religion that he has created unto himself. And therefore, he is able to reject all truth, and all evidence, therefore, can be discounted. And that is really where he got into. Now, of course, there is an element of history is written by the victors. That is certainly true. But when we're getting down into the scripture is completely solidified in every direction, not just in the Christianity, but also in the midst of the secular world. You know, I mentioned, hey, what do you know about Josephus? And the guy just completely passes over. Well, that's an important question, because Josephus was a Jewish historian. He was a Orthodox, at that time, just a Jew, not a Christian, yet he wrote extensively about the truths and the evidence of Christ and of the interesting, miraculous power of the Christian faith. So it's an interesting thing to see stuff like that. Of course, like many people, goes back to, look at all the horrible things these Catholics did. Yeah, but Catholicism is not Christianity. That's a problem, right? And then we get into all of the, you know, crusades and other horrible things done in the name of Christians. Also, that's not truth. My battery's running low. This is going to be a very short daily walk. I'm going to try and finish it before it completely dies. Let's look at verse 18 again. Wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all unrighteousness, all ungodliness and unrighteousness men who suppress the truth and righteousness. People suppress the truth. They tend to live empty lives, and they jump through hoops of addictions, unable to grasp peace in life. Now, there's certainly people who live good lives that are not necessarily saved, but for the most part, a lot of people who have denied truth, they tend to live in addictive lives, if not in their younger years, certainly in their older years. They are the ones who get caught up in physical destruction. Verses 19 and 20, because that which is known about God is evident within them, for God made it evident to them. For since the creation of the world, his invisible attributes, his eternal power and divine nature have been clearly seen, being understood through what has been made, so that they are without excuse. This is what's called the cosmological argument. The evidence of God is inside of the creation. God's attributes are plainly visible in the world, from creation to birth to nature to the beauty of the life, but people openly reject God because of that. And then 21 through 23 is the consequences. Though they knew God, they did not honor him as God or give thanks, but they became futile in speculations. Their foolish hearts were darkened. Professing to be wise, they became fools, exchanged the glory of the incorruptible God with an image in the form of corruptible man and of birds and of four-footed animals. In other words, in the end, they all turn away from the living God and they create gods and religions in their own image. They do not want to subject themselves to the God of the world. They want to instead create their own God out of the things that they want to create it out of. That's really what their purpose is. That's what they do. This is certainly an element of man-made religion. Now, some of these man-made religions take the form of other faiths, the Islamic faith. Jewish faith is different, but Islamic faith, several of the offshoots of Christianity, which are heretical, these are man-made faiths, other various faiths out there. Why do I say this? Even some of them have old ancient histories. Well, because they're all come out of the mind of man, they don't have a prophetic or historical or a scientific or an archaeological truths that we find embedded inside of Christianity. And for that part, Judaism. Like I said, those are a different issue. We'll deal with those differently on another day. But all that being said, man creates. He has an incessant desire to create his own religion, and he does so with voracity. If you want to help support the channel, have a look over the website, ourwalkinchrist.com/support. Thanks for watching, and hope that you enjoy your daily walk in our Lord.
Thank you for tuning in. Our Walk in Christ podcast is a listener-supported presentation. For more information about how you can help, check out ourwalkinchrist.com/support or our Patreon page at patreon.com/TomM. That's T-O-M-M. Digital and paperback books are available on several online bookstores or at our website. Once again, the website is ourwalkinchrist.com.